This is All Things Considered on KPSX. The old Idaho Penitentiary has been a fixture in East Boise for more than a century. Bank robbers, assassins, horse thieves, and moonshiners called it home until 1973. Now there's a new collection of rare vintage pictures to highlight the history of the old pen. The book was co-written by Amber Byerly, Ashley Phillips, and Hanako Wakotsky. Each of them work or have worked at the old Idaho Penitentiary, doing everything from research to interpretive tours for visitors. Byerly told me there are more than 200 pictures in the book.
More than anything, it's such a visual time that we're in when people really want to see into the past. And it makes it so much more real, I think, for our visitors. And it's something that has been demanded of our visitors for a while. Coupled with the fact that we are a part of the Idaho State Historical Society and have over 500,000 images from throughout the state of Idaho and throughout Idaho history. And so there was an extensive collection that really was untapped, and it's really a rare glimpse into these photos that, you know, the general public definitely wouldn't be able to see unless there was something like this.
Ashley, what's your favorite photo from the book?
There's a photo, I'm not sure what page it is on, but it's of Captain Munch, who was the yard captain at the time. And there's a picture of him with two inmates he had caught escaping, and they're on the side of him kind of hogtied, and he's just looking very proud that he caught these two inmates.
So give me an idea, Amber, tell me how the book is structured. It's got different chapters, and each chapter covers a different part of the penitentiary.
Yeah, it was really important for us to sort of break it up so it made sense. So it's not completely chronological, and I think that's important because when people visit the site, it's not completely chronological. So we really wanted it to make sense as part of the overall story. You know, we really wanted to show the construction and then how punishment changed and then really getting to like the individual topics that people ask us the most about, which even though there were only 10 executions are a big thing that people want to talk about. And then just kind of getting more into the ins and outs of prison reform, and then finally ending with like the riots, which really sort of sped up the process of them moving. And I think most important, it may be at the end, but it's probably most important for us, is those individual stories of inmates and guards and wardens that really make the story come to life.
Ashley, what's your favorite part of the book?
So I really enjoyed the rock to concrete, kind of how it was constructed, construction materials, how the inmates built it, and how that changed over the years, how the prison changed, how we look at punishment, how we look at rehabilitation, what to do with inmates while they're in prison, how do we help them when they get out of prison. So there were just a few themes that I enjoyed working on. And I think that Amber and Hanako will say the same. We wrote the ones that we felt the most passionate about.
Hanako, what was your favorite part of the book?
Well, I enjoyed going through and getting the inmate mugshots because it was really interesting to kind of go and see their crimes and why they're incarcerated here and just learn a little bit more about the inmates so we could, you know, try to capture their experience at the old pen and tell the story through their incarceration.
What do you hope people take away from the book, Amber?
Definitely for me, the thing that I want people to take away is interesting stories, wonderful, rich photographs, but I think this should be the start of someone's research, whether it's their family or whether it's just wanting to understand Idaho history better or understanding the hows and the whys we had certain crimes and we criminalized certain things. And I really go back to just understanding social justice in Idaho. And so I think this is a great start for people to conduct their own research. And we've really put a lot of stuff together in order to equip them with the tools to do that.
Ashley, what do you hope people take away?
I think it's a nice history of the old pen in our prison system. I hope it people can read it and maybe have a less stigmatized view of the prison system and inmates and wardens. It wasn't all executions. These weren't all horrible people. A lot of these men and women were just people who made some bad choices or fell on hard times. It runs the gamut. We're all Idahoans, and even people who are incarcerated have a story to tell.
I guess I'll go with like the big picture aspect then, where I hope this sparks the interest of future preservationists and the importance of why we need to preserve history, preserve these buildings for future generations.
The authors of the new book, Old Idaho Penitentiary, say it's a jumping-off point for people to learn more about Idaho's history. The ruins of the old pen still stand. It's one of only four territorial prisons in the U.S. still open to the public. The book was released this week. You can find out more at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.